There's no such thing as like a girl too pretty with too much class, being too lucky, a car too fast. No matter what they say I've done, well, I ain't never had too much fun. I'm a holy terror, a tornado. Wind me up, turn me loose, and let me go. Much fun, what's that mean? It's like too much money. There's no such thing as like a girl too pretty with too much class, being too lucky, a car too fast. No matter what they say I've done, well, I ain't never had too much fun. No matter what they say I've done, well, I ain't never had too much fun. Give me the reins and let me run, 'cause I ain't never had too much fun.
Advertise your business here, where word of mouth reaches more people than ever. Local radio, we're real country. 1430 AM stereo, WRDN, Durand, O'Galley, Wamundee, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. After the unsuccessful nomination of Matt Gaetz for Attorney General, the President-elect has announced that Pam Bondi is his new pick for the job. Bondi is a former Florida Attorney General and has remained in Donald Trump's inner circle for years. She has also continued to advise him on legal matters. South Korea says that Russia is supplying air defense missile systems to North Korea in exchange for sending its troops to fight in the war in Ukraine. U.S. officials are now confirming that Russia did fire a missile capable of traveling 1,000 miles into Ukraine.
This was what they call a medium range. This thing can still fly well over 1,000 miles. Ballistic missile, not quite the intercontinental, but what they call a medium ballistic missile.
ABC's Ian Pannell in Kyiv. Sean Diddy Combs headed back to a New York City courtroom today. He's trying again to get out on bail as he awaits his racketeering, prostitution, and sex trafficking trial. This is ABC News. New warnings for athletes after some recent high-profile burglaries, including at the home of Kansas City Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes. ABC's Aaron Katursky says the NFL has sent a memo to teams and the players' union.
This memo, obtained by ABC News, says the burglars are organized and skilled and appear to exploit team schedules and target athletes' homes on game days.
This is going to be for all of the Super Bowl trophies.
Mahomes and his wife showed off their home for the Netflix documentary series Quarterback. Now the NFL is urging players to avoid posting images of their residence or expensive items.
The homes of several professional players have been targeted by thieves in the last few weeks. Well, it's the last day of the COP29 climate conference and still no agreement on how to help developing countries deal with the effects of global warming. Some estimates say by 2030 it'll cost $2 trillion a year, but draft agreements are leaving financial commitments from wealthy countries on the table. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Finding the perfect gifts for everyone on your list takes time, and the holidays can get a little busy. So let Macy's help you get a jump on your shopping with our Black Friday sale happening right now. It's your chance to find the best deals on the best gifts before the holiday rush, like cozy puffers and coats and more of the season's best styles. So get your gifts at Macy's now, and when you're cool, calm, and collected during holiday crunch time, you'll have yourself and Macy's to thank. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Let's face it, winter can be a hard season. It's cold pretty much all the time. Blizzard. You have to shovel. Another blizzard. You slip on ice. But you know what makes winter suck a little less? Getting a free phone. Join Cricket Nation and get a free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G. Ooh, ouch. Welcome to enjoying more. Welcome to Cricket Nation. Smile, you're on Cricket.
Cricket 5G is not available everywhere. Must open a new line on the $60 unlimited plan. First month service charge and tax due at sale. Fees, terms, and other restrictions apply. See cricketwireless.com for details.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Aylin. The Green Lake County Sheriff's Office says it's trying to get Ryan Borgward to come home after he faked his death in August and traveled to Europe. Green Lake County Sheriff Mark Podol says they've been in almost daily communication with Borgward since November 11th. Matt Gaetz withdrew his name from consideration for U.S. Attorney General Thursday. That came amid bipartisan calls for the release of a House ethics report on sexual misconduct allegations against Gaetz. Among those calling for that, Wisconsin Republican House Representatives Scott Fitzgerald and Derek Van Orden. And the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources says deer hunters have an opportunity to reduce the herd size and help their neighbors. Once again this year, the state has a very large whitetail herd with the highest numbers in farmland zones. Where available, hunters may purchase additional antlerless deer permits for $12 each.
When life starts to sound a little bit like this, that's when you know it may be time to change your tune. The Wisconsin Lottery has exciting games starting at just $1 to help make your day sound more like this.
Scratch off, scratch off.
Quick pick, quick pick.
Fast play, fast play. Jackpot, jackpot.
With so many chances to win all kinds of prizes and new games introduced all the time, including more than 80 new Scratch games every year, you'll be saying,
Wisconsin Lottery, better than laundry. So many ways to play, may add some fun to my day.
Right. Wisconsin Lottery has Scratch games, Lotto draw games, and Fast Play games starting at $1, with prizes ranging from small to jackpot. Available now at your favorite Wisconsin Lottery retailers.
We visited Alexandria, Minnesota a few summers ago. Great time. Lakes, fishing, all that. But this year, for the holidays, we wanted a winter vacation that was just as memorable, just as family-friendly, but with lights and snow, and this time, with our grandkids in tow. This holiday, it's Alexandria again. We're coming back to make new memories.
Explore your holiday getaway options at explorealex.com.
The people at your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wear many hats. Your customer service rep might also coach at the local middle school. Or some of our line workers are also volunteer firefighters. It's true. We take pride in serving our members. That's why you'll find us helping out in our community. Because we not only work here, we live here.
Pierce Pepin Cooperative Services and Dunn Energy are your Touchstone Energy Cooperatives, your source for power and information.
Good morning, Doctor.
Doctor.
Hi, Doctor.
Doctor.
Dr. Jackson's practice is growing.
What do you mean we're still short-staffed?
He needs a good patient doctor.
How do we not have enough doctors to doctor all these patients?
And he doesn't have the patience to sift through hundreds of resumes.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Point!
Hey, you okay? You don't normally miss those shots.
Ugh. I just haven't been as regular lately, and it's making me feel sluggish.
You should try Metamucil. It's been a game changer for me. Metamucil's plant-based psyllium fiber helps trap and remove the waste that weighs you down.
Ace!
You're moving better than you were last week.
Definitely.
Metamucil keeps you moving. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Learn more at Metamucil.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Cloudy today with a high in the upper 30s this afternoon. The wind will be out of the northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight will drop to 25 tomorrow. Mostly cloudy with a high near 40. On Sunday, cloudy with a high right around 45. If you want an amazing fall or winter getaway or maybe some holiday fun, check out Alexandria, Minnesota at explorealex.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
A long, long way. I've been longing to see her. When she's around, she takes my blues away. Sweet Maria, the sunlight surely hurts my eyes. I'm a lonely dreamer on a highway in the sky.
Maria.
there were some blue and sorrow times. Just my thoughts about you bring back my peace of mind. Gypsy lady, you're a miracle word for me. You set my soul free like a ship sailing on the sea. She is the sunlight when the skies are gray. She treats me so right, lady. Take me away.
With another man, and it cost me 99. On a prison farm in Georgia, close to the Florida line. Well, I've been here for 2 long years. I finally made the warden my friend. And so he sentenced me to a life of ease, taking care of old Red. Now, old Red, he's the damnedest dog that I've ever seen. Got a nose that can smell a 2-day trail. He's a 4-legged tracking machine. You can consider yourself mighty lucky to get past the gators and the quicksand beds. But all these years that I've been here, ain't nobody got past Red. And the warden sang, come on somebody, why don't you run? Old Red's itching to have a little fun. Get my lantern, get my gun. Red'll have you treat for the morning come. Well, I paid off the guard and I slipped out a letter to my cousin up in Tennessee. On he brought down a blue tick hound. She was pretty as she could be. Well, they pinned her up in the swampland, about a mile just south of the gate. And I'd take old Red for his evening run. I'd just drop him off and wait. And the warden sang, come on somebody, why don't you run? Red's itching to have a little fun. Get my lantern, get my gun. Red'll have you treat for the morning come. Now old Red got real used to seeing his lady every night. And so I kept him away for 3 or 4 days and waited till the time got right. Well,
with the evening sun, and I smiled when I heard them turn red out. Cause I was headed north to Tennessee, and old Red was headed south. And the warden sang, come on somebody, why don't you run? Old Red's itching to have a little fun. Get my lantern, get my gun. Red will have your treat for the morning. Now there's red-haired blue ticks all in the south. Love got me in here and love got me out.
Be listening for the WRDN Outdoor Report, Monday through Friday at 8:20 and 4:20. Brought to you by Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
It's falling apart. I was late for work and the boss got smart. My panty line shows, got a run on my hose. My hair went flat. Man, I hate that.
Hate that.
Oh. Just so when I thought things couldn't get worse, I realized I forgot my purse. With all this stress, I must confess, this could be worse than PMS. This job ain't worth the pay. Can't wait till the end of the day. Hey, honey, I'm on my way. Hey, 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 hey. Honey, I'm home and I had a hard day. Pour me a cold one and oh, by the way, pair up my feet, give me something to eat. Fix me up my favorite tree. Honey, I'm back, my head's killing me. I need to relax. Watch TV, get off the phone, give the dog a bone. Hey, hey, honey, I'm home. A broken nail open in the mail. I cursed out loud cause it hurt like hell. This job's a pain, it's so mundane. It sure don't stimulate my brain. This job ain't worth a pay.
Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Shania Twain, Honey, I'm Home, here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Friday morning, good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. Temperatures upper 20s to low 30s across the region, 40s today expected. We'll have our ag weather forecast this hour. Also this hour, we'll be talking about swine biosecurity with Dr. Lisa Becton from the Swine Health Information Service, and had a chance to talk with Dr. Becton last week during the NAFB convention. We'll have that this hour in our Newsmaker segment. The Milk Checkoff has another partnership. They're partnering with General Mills. They've created a product called Yo Bark. It's a yogurt-based snack designed to expand yogurt's presence in the snacking category. Now, Yo Bark is going to be going to retailers nationwide in the coming months. And so something to check out in the snacking aisle. It's called Yo Bark, and it's a partnership with Dairy Checkoff and General Mills. Coming up, we have today's Dairy Radio Now here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Rugged outside, comfort inside. Working outside all day, you want to be in control. And TYM Tractors puts you in control with the TYM Climate Control Cab. This cab is designed with your comfort in mind, with temperature controls, plenty of headroom, and noise reduction. Rugged comfort that makes tough jobs a little bit easier. Work smarter, not harder. But you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers like Synergy Cooperative, Highway 25 in Ridgeland.
You've paid top dollar for that new truck. Protect your investment with a new fabric spray-on bedliner from Osseo Plastics and Supply. A fabric bedliner protects your truck from rust and corrosion, and the permanent protective bond protects your truck from scratches. The anti-skid feature keeps your cargo from sliding around. The eye-catching bedliner looks factory installed, conforms to your accessories, and will increase your resale value of your truck. Find out how a fabric spray-on bedliner can work for you. Visit osseoplastics.com for more information.
This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
It's time for our Feed Forum Friday with Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois. Hello, Mike.
Welcome to today's Feed Forum. Our topic is going to be looking at the effects of raw and roasted high oleic soybeans in lactating cows. This research is reported by Dr. Adam Locke at Michigan State University and appeared in the September Journal of Dairy Science Research Report. A high oleic acid basically is a different type of fatty acid found in soybeans. A reason oleic is a C18-1 fatty acid, which has one double bond. It's very rumen-friendly. In fact, it improves digestibility of fats in the diet itself. And this has been produced both through GMO technology and also through genetic selection as well. And so soybeans are very high in C18-2. That's two double bonds. Kind of known as linoleic acid, and that has to be adjusted for by the rumen microbes. And they'll try to hydrogenate that. And if they do it right, we're okay. If they do it wrong, we're going to see some negative impacts here on the COA fatty acids. The study at Michigan State involved 36 multi-pairs Holstein cows, averaging slightly over 100 pounds of milk and 110 days in milk. And they look at four treatments. Number one, and this is in the Latin square design, by the way. The first one would be a control, obviously. That was soybean meal and soy holds. The second one was a 16% roasted high oleic soybeans. These are roasted. The third one would be raw, the same kind of product. And the fourth treatment would use the raw, 16% raw, and then use some rumen bypass amino acids to try to increase the amino acid flow to the mammary gland. For our listeners, the size of the soybeans was basically 790 microns, which means it's more of a cracked bean rather than a ground bean at this point as well. And as we said, the oleic acid in the soybeans will reach 83%, Bill, so it's by far the lion's share of that fatty acid. So the results are kind of interesting. First of all, we saw a decrease about 1.1 pound dry matter intake when the oleic soybeans are fed compared to the control diets. In terms of 4% fat-corrected milk, the control cows produced a very respectable 96 pounds of milk. We look at the raw soybeans, they're at 100 pounds of milk. The raw soybean with the extra amino acids, 102. And the winner was the energy-corrected milk basis was the roasted soybean at 107 pounds of milk. So obviously the roasting does have impact. What it does for our listener is that it knocks out some of the anti-protein factors and increase the amount of rumen available protein, amino acids, I should say, to the mammary gland. Also with the roasted soybeans, milk urea nitrogen was lower. That reflects a better utilization of the nitrogen in the feeding program at this point. And with any of the soybeans, the oleic soybeans, we saw about 330 grams more preformed fatty acids. And with today's milk butterfat price bill. That's worth about $2.30 extra. So certainly our take-home messages are that roasting soybeans, either conventional or the high oleic, will increase milk yield and component. The high oleic soybeans have an excellent place in the diet, which reduces the risk of having digestive problems and unsaturated fatty acids causing problems due to rumen hydrogenation. We can see that adding amino acids to the raw bean was beneficial. Not sure it would be economical as far as that goes. Certainly the roasting of the bean does have an advantage over the raw bean. Well, that completes the program for today. Thanks. Have a great day.
Thank you, Mike. That's Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois, featured every Friday here on our Feed Forum Friday on Dairy Radio Now.
Disaster assistance. The consideration of the Senate Appropriations Committee Wednesday. Among several federal officials testifying for such an aid package, Agriculture Deputy Secretary Sochil Torres-Small.
Every time I visit a disaster site, I'm struck by how close we all are to experiencing homelessness, going bankrupt, or relying on a food bank for nourishment. Those impacts might include losing your home, losing your business, and if you're a farmer, losing the chance to pass your farm on for future generations.
The Deputy Secretary notes both the essential partnership of federal agencies in recovery efforts, as well as how government at times can be cumbersome in slowing down needed disaster aid.
Operations, how we get resources out the door most quickly and delivered to those who most need them. Recognizing that the smallest operators in our food supply chain are essential to that chain and are also often the most at risk of going out of business after a disaster.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Something magical happens when you unbox the best of British TV with BritBox. Stream acclaimed series starring Olivia Colman, Idris Elba, Sophie Turner, Matthew McFadyen, and more of Britain's brightest talent. See what's inside, discover something remarkable, and uncover what perhaps you were looking for all along. Unbox BritBox and stream the best of British TV. Start your free trial at BritBox.com.
Let's face it, winter can be a hard season. It's cold pretty much all the time. Blizzard. You have to shovel. Another blizzard. You slip on ice. But you know what makes winter suck a little less? Getting a free phone. Join Cricket Nation and get a free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G. Ooh, ouch. Welcome to enjoying more. Welcome to Cricket Nation. Smile, you're on Cricket.
Cricket 5G is not available everywhere. Must open a new line on the $60 unlimited plan. First month service charge and tax due at sale. Fees, terms, and other restrictions apply. See CricketWireless.com for details.
Real country. Real country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
When I saw you buying Cosmo in a Hot Rod magazine, I said to myself, now there's a girl for me. And when I asked you to go for a ride, you stole my heart when you said, if I can drive. I said, how about some music? You said, you got any Merle? That's when I knew you were my kind of girl. And when we started talking, I could not believe my ears. You said you were a Braves fan even through the rotten years. You quoted William Faulkner and Martin Luther King. You said your favorite movie star would always be James Dean. And when we went to dinner, you wore blue jeans with your pearls. That's when I knew you were my kind of girl. You marched to the beat of a different drum. The funny thing is that I hear the same one. We both like the color outside of the lines. We're peas in a pod, girl, we're two of a kind. To love, I thought about a kiss, but I wasn't quick enough. I guess while I was thinking, you were reading my mind, 'cause you wrapped your arms around me and you pressed your lips to mine. You sent my head a spinning just like a tilt-a-whirl. That's when I knew.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Colin Ray, My Kind of Girl, here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Friday morning, good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins, 33 in downtown Durand. Let's take a look at markets from overnight and yesterday. Early this morning in the milk markets, only the December contract is traded down 8 cents at 1860, January at 1846, February 1882, March 1906. Cheese markets yesterday were lower. Barrels down 5 to 168. 40-pound blocks down 4 1/4 to 168 and a quarter. 3 trade a barrel, 1 trade a block on the day. Cash butter down 1/4 to 254 and 3/4. No trades. Grade A non-fat dry milk down 2 to 138. 6 trades on the day. Dry whey up 3/4 to 64 and 3/4. 3 trades on the day. Cattle futures are called higher today. Hogs are called lower. Feeder cattle futures closed higher Thursday, while live cattle closed lower. There may be a mixed trade type of trade today due to the upcoming cattle on feed report, and higher cash cattle did trade late Thursday. Hog futures were higher, but they could struggle under increasing bearish fundamentals. December live cattle opened the day at 185.60, February 187.42, April 189.52. January feeder cattle opened at 253.45, March 252.10, April 253.12, December hogs opened at 80.80, February 84.65, April at 88.92. Chicago Board of Trade this morning, corn markets slightly higher, soybeans and wheat, though moving mostly lower today. Now, world equity markets are also mixed today, and that could also provide some pressure to the markets. The trade will also continue to watch the weather in South America and the escalating situation between Ukraine and Russia. December corn this morning up 1.5 to 428 1/4. March up 1.25 to 437 1/2. May up 1.25 to 444 1/2. New crop 25 down 1/4 to 436 1/2. January and March beans both down 2.25 this morning. January at 975 1/2. March at 983. May down 3 to 995 3/4. New crop 25 down 4.5. to 10 even. December soybean meal down 30 cents to 287.40. December soybean oil down 38 cents to 41.80. Chicago wheat, December and March, both down 1.5. December at 547 1/4. March at 568. Minneapolis wheat, December and March, both up 2.5. December at 590 1/2. March at 604 3/4. Energy markets are lower this morning. January crude oil down 55 cents to 69.55. February down 57 cents to 69.20. December and January gas both down 2 cents. December at 204. January at 198. That's check of national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
What's in a name? Well, if it's OptiCare, you can expect optimum animal health, optimum performance, and optimum care for your livestock. OptiCare is a complete line of beef, swine, dairy, and specialty products, each designed to treat or prevent common animal health problems, enhance growth, and improve performance. OptiCare, their name says it all. See Jerry Bear and Sons of Arkansas for a complete line of OptiCare products, Hubbard Feeds Incorporated products, and the answers that work.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel, if you're not into the whole added power thing. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
Grain bids from Elsevia Co-op Durand. Cash corn 372, December 377, January 381, new crop 25 at 377. Cash beans at 893, December 898, January 903, new crop 25, 915. Big River Resources, Boyceville, cash corn 381 3/4, November 384 3/4, January 388 1/4, February 391 1/4. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn 392, December 392, January 396. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash corn 376, cash beans 897, January at 902. Allied Cooperative Blair Cash Corn 382, New Crop 25, 387, Cash Beans 893, New Crop 25, 914. At Red Wing Grains, Cash Corn 397, New Crop 25, 398, Cash Beans 940, April 964, May 967, New Crop 25, 946. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, Cash Corn 374, January 380, Cash Beans 9 even, January at 909. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 167 to 192, Holstein fed cattle 145 to 179, market cows 92 to 116, bulls 120 to 150, calves 200 to 880, beef steers 135 to 335, Holstein steers 140 to 170. Sheep markets, market lambs 160 and down, light lambs 170 and down, ewes 85 and down, rams 135 and down, goat markets, does 162 and down, bucks 265 and down. At Zumbrota, finished beef steers 173 to 186, finished beef heifers 173 to 184.50, finished dairy steers 165 to 172, market cows 95 to 116, market bulls 125 to 149. Hog markets, market hogs 50 to 81, light sows 46 to 54, heavy sows 50 to 54.25, boars 18 to 25.75. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777, 800-230-2777, or biglou.com.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
Don't need no copy of Vogue magazine. Don't need to dress like no beauty queen. High heels or sneakers, you don't give a damn. My baby loves me just the way that I am. My baby loves me just the way that I am. He never tells me I'm not good enough. Just gives me unconditional love. He loves me tender, he loves me mad. He loves me silly and he loves me sad. He thinks I'm pretty, he thinks I'm smart. He likes my nerve and he loves my heart. He's always saying he's my biggest fan. My baby loves me just the way that I am. My baby loves me just the way that I am. Just the way that I am.
first taste of Texas and blue eyes and golden hair beneath the Tennessee silver moon. We found a feeling we could share, and age made no difference. I'd been around and she was young, but my first taste of Texas still lingers in my heart and on my tongue. Her gentle heart was broken in a way a tender lady shouldn't have to know, and mine was somewhere in between, something I should hold on to or let go. Her talking blue eyes told me the story of the love she failed to find. And without conversation, I suppose the lines on my face told her mine. My first taste of Texas had blue eyes and golden hair beneath the Tennessee silver moon. We found a feeling we could share, and age made no difference. I'd been around and she was young, and my first taste of Texas still lingers in my heart and on my tongue. 'Cause we're not done, we've only just begun. Begun to love. Now the two of us are one. And age made no difference. We're still around and love's still young. And my first taste of Texas still lingers in my heart and on my tongue. And blue eyes and golden hair beneath the Tennessee silver moon. We found a feeling we could share, and ages made no difference. We're still around and love's still young. And my first taste of Texas still lingers in my heart and on my tongue.
Serving the Durand area with local news, weather, and sports.
Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
WRDN.
She makes his coffee, she makes his bed, she does the laundry, she keeps him fed. When she was 21, she wore her mother's lace. She said forever with a smile upon her face. She does the car. Doctors and dentists, she drives all day. When she was 29, she delivered number 3. And every Christmas card showed a perfect family. Everything runs right on time. Here's a practice. Everything is so benign.
She's in the typing pool at minimum wage.
Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Brian Winnikins from the NAFB convention. Thank you to our sponsors, including Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board, Wisconsin Corn Growers Association, Amplify Health, Synergy Co-op, Osteoplastics, Compeer Financial, Animal Wellness Center in Buffalo Valley, Anabas Silo, and Elsevia Co-op. And I am with Dr. Lisa Becton. She's with the Swine Information or Swine Health Information Center. Oh, and we're going to talk about, the H5N1. That's been a big issue here, not only really in western Wisconsin, but across the nation as well. Obviously, first poultry, then dairy, now swine. And Dr. Becton, thanks for joining us. Well, we had that report out of Oregon. That has to be very concerning.
You know, this is definitely something that we're monitoring, and we have been really since it started to appear in dairy. And so we've had a very good collaborative effort with ourselves and all of the swine industry stakeholders, such as National Pork Board, National Pork Producers Council, and American Association of Swine Veterinarians. And so as this progressed, we've all been discussing what are our needs for swine and the what if. And so now that we have had a first case in pigs, that also really increased our need to want to monitor and understand what does H5N1 look like in pigs, because it's not something obviously that's been a high focus, only because with the new introduction in dairy that's really taken a lot of precedence. But we've done this collaborative effort between SHIC, FAR, and National Pork Board to really understand what does this virus look like in pigs. And so we've got a call for proposals out. It's for $4 million. It's live on our website at swinehealth.org, and we've asked for deadlines for December 31st. And so there's 10 different priorities really to understand all aspects of the disease in swine, and that will just help us survey, monitor, prepare, but also respond should it ever get into a larger population of swine.
And is that the concern that this, if it gets into a large population of swine, that this would be like what happens with poultry farmers where the whole flock is euthanized? I mean, is there a concern? We don't have that issue with dairy cattle, but and we don't really know a lot about this, do we?
There's a lot that is unknown about the virus, and so that's what part of this research proposal is looking at, because we don't really understand what is the clinical picture. If it gets into a large population, will it spread quickly? We just don't know. And so we're working not only with our research partners, but also with our state and federal government officials and animal health officials to really understand what would the impact of this virus be.
We are talking with Dr. Lisa Becton with the Swine Health Information Center this morning from the National Association of Farm Broadcasting Convention in Kansas City. Meanwhile, there's been some research on Japanese encephalitis. So tell us a little bit more about that.
Yes, we had a call for proposals earlier this year, and Japanese encephalitis virus was seen in Australia back in 2020, and we noticed a very big impact on pigs. And so as it moved forward, there was a decision to create a research proposal with SHIC and also with FAR, again, a collaborative effort. And so earlier this year, we had a call for proposals. We had a joint $2 million call for proposals, and we have six projects funded. And those projects really are going to be assessing what do we have for risk factors, such as the mosquitoes that could carry that virus. Do we have that population around our pigs? What does it look like for other risk factors like swine? How do we control the disease potentially with a vaccine? So a lot of things, again, really for response and preparedness. One, to help reduce production impact should it get here, but two, to help us prepare and respond in general.
And that's the thing with this virus, the H5N1, is that the other goal here is to try to come up with some type of a vaccine for specifically for pigs?
You know, vaccine is a component of management, but again, right now, since we don't have vaccines that are available for swine, it's something that's on our call for proposals. And as we work with our government and federal partners, that will be something that they'll help us determine what the applicability is. But it is on our call for proposals because we need to understand what all of our options could be.
Talking with Dr. Lisa Becton, she's with the Swine Health Information Center. Obviously, pork producers have to now be even as if they don't have enough to worry about. Now, like, you know, now they have to worry about the migratory birds that are flying south and all those, you know, additional biosecurity measures.
You know, the good thing is biosecurity really doesn't apply just to one disease. And so when you look at the application of different things, and more specifically for birds, if you prevent birds from coming into your barn or roosting near feed sources, you know, all of those things can help prevent a lot of different diseases, whether it's an emerging disease, an endemic disease, or even a foreign animal disease. And so we still need to stick to that cornerstone of doing everything we can to prevent a virus or bacteria from getting into the units and hopefully protect from a lot of different things.
And if folks want more information on some of those biosecurity ideas or where we're at with H5N1, the Japanese encephalitis, they can just go to the website?
You bet. It's swinehealth.org. And then also, we are going to be hosting a webinar on H5N1 coming up November 20th. And that's also posted on our website and the registration. And so if folks are interested in hearing more about what's going on in the industry for that, they're more than welcome. It's a free webinar to take part in.
That is Dr. Lisa Becton with the Swine Health Information Center from the NAFB convention. I'm Brian.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit wisconsinsoybean.org.
The winds will finally begin to diminish today in our ag weather forecast as the temperatures reach into the upper 30s to low 40s. It looks like the dry weather will also continue into the weekend. Mostly cloudy throughout the day today, highs 38 to 43, relative humidities at 70 to 75%. Northeast winds at 6 to 11. We'll see about 2 hours of sunshine. Tonight, partly cloudy early, then becoming mostly cloudy late, lows 24 to 29. Relative humidities at 95 to 100%. Northwest winds at 5 to 8. Saturday, partly sunny, highs 36 to 41. Relative humidities at 63 to 68%. Light winds becoming westerly at around 5. We'll see about 3 hours of sunshine. For Sunday, partly sunny, highs 40 to 45. Monday, partly sunny, a slight chance of snow, highs 30 to 35. Tuesday, partly sunny, highs 25 to 30. Wednesday, partly sunny, a slight chance of snow, highs 30 to 35. Thursday, partly sunny, a slight chance of snow, highs 30 to 35.
The end of season sale is November 25th through the 27th at Dairy Queen of Durand. Stock up on Dilly Bars and Buster Bars. Dairy Queen of Durand will have frozen cakes on sale November 27th on a first-come, first-served basis. Steve and the staff at Dairy Queen want to say thank you for a great season. Dairy Queen of Durand will close for the season Friday, December 13th at 2 p.m. Stock up on your favorite Dairy Queen treats at Dairy Queen of Durand, where happy tastes good.
Deer hunters, it's that time again, and Corral Bar and Riverside Grill will have great early morning opening weekend specials. Enjoy your early morning breakfast, including eggs, meat, hash browns, and more. The Corral Bar and Riverside Grill will be serving from 4:30 to 7 opening weekend. Join the Corral Bar and Riverside Grill for the Thanksgiving Day dinner from 10:45 till 3. Roast turkey, baked ham, stuffing, potatoes, and desserts all on the menu. Reservations are appreciated. The Corral Bar and Riverside Grill, downtown Durand, where the food does the talking.
The colder months are a great time to tinker with indoor hobbies. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. If you like fiddling with the machines of yesteryear, try restoring a small antique engine as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Check out our full lineup of Successful Farming podcasts. The Successful Farming podcast goes in-depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts. If you're looking for ideas and inspiration for your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. You'll receive helpful tips and information about a wide variety of seasonal topics, including pets, livestock, gardening, machinery, and more, delivered straight to your inbox twice each month. Sign up for your newsletter today at agriculture.com.
Here at the Iowa State Fair, I hear chugs, sputters, and pops coming from the far side of the fairgrounds. It's from a display of working antique small engines that made life a little easier on the farm a century ago. Engine enthusiasts all over the country lovingly bring these old iron pieces back to life. These folks restore the engines to their previous glory and make sure they're around for future generations. George Archer is one of those people. He restores engines called Hit and Miss.
Well, they're old farm engines that the farmers used to pump their water. That was before electricity, and they had to grind the feed for the chickens and all the odd little chores and saw the wood, and so you got your engine to help you.
These engines were reliable and would run on just a small amount of gas. They were quite popular early on in the 20th century, but Archer says the older they are, the tougher it is to find parts.
Most of the stuff you got to manufacture. You can't go to the store and buy nothing. We do have people that's making gas tanks and things like that, but the rest of it, you just got to have a machine shop make them.
Some people like to spiff up the engine with new paint, while others like to maintain character by preserving what remains of the original finish. There are plenty of websites dedicated to the hobby of restoring small engines, as well as swap meets for buying and selling parts. Archer says you can buy some old engines for $50, and yet he had a friend that sold one for $50,000. So what do you do with an engine?